Hey, what's happening in Sharkland? This is Eric with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Today, I would like to circle back to a topic that we briefly touched in one of the last shows about the attitude of a shark, the appearance of a shark. From attitude refers to the A in adore of adoresane, the interaction concept. Whenever we talk about the appearance of a shark, there are other factors that gives us an idea what the shark's mission is, why it shows up, or it just gives us a feeling for the situation. And this is accomplished with D, the direction of a shark, and R, the reference of a shark. With reference, I mean, of course, is the shark swimming below us, above us, or on the same level. Then there is, of course, the speed of a shark, which we will not touch in this show, but the faster shark swims towards us, of course, the more likely we start to feel nervous. So the direction a shark takes when aiming at us gives us a pretty good idea if the shark is curious, if the shark is cautious, if it's bold. So whenever a shark passes, most likely no shark will do a frontal approach. Remember, that's a shark that swims directly towards us, most likely in order to get a reaction from us. That will, most of the time, won't happen. So a shark passes us, that's the most likely approach a shark chooses when first encountering us. So in order to estimate the approach angle of the animal, take an imaginary line from you towards the tail of a shark, and the other line is the shark's longitudinal axis, the body axis, or the swim direction, and then estimate the angle the shark has. If the angle is less than 30 degrees, we're talking about a curious shark, an interested shark. More than 30 degrees, we're talking about a less interested in shark, or it's more a cautious, nervous animal. Of course, 30 degrees, that's just an arbitrary number, but the further away a shark passes you, the less likely the shark is curious, more likely it's cautious. So what is the rule of thumb here? How can we actually quantify this distance a little better? Remember the inner circle. The inner circle consists of two body lengths as a radius, and that's about the distance where that the shark normally passes things by, even when it is relaxed. So if a shark passes us with more than two body lengths, or even just at the inner circle, we could assume that the shark is most likely cautious towards us. If the inner circle, of course, touches us, well, then it's the shark that actually allows us to be quite close. Whenever a shark is approaching us, remember I said, never ever move away, stop with any motions. So you offer the shark a stationary target. That's very important, because if you move around, you will not get a clear idea of a shark's curiosity or cautiousness, because the animal has to constantly adapt its approach angle, its approach direction towards your position. So do not move away from a shark. Moving away would imply, hey, I'm a prey. Your shark would most likely just follow you, and of course, you can't determine any angle. The same token, if you swim towards a shark, then you would likely do what another predator would do. And since the shark's goal is to get a better idea what you could reflect, what you are, moving towards the animal and moving away from the animal gives it ideas that you're not. You're not a prey, you're not a predator. So whenever a shark shows up, no matter what kind of activity you have, stay put, stop moving, and turn with the shark. Remember the face, guide, push, move issue. So direction gives us a pretty good idea what a shark's initial intention is. Should the shark come closer, of course, remember, look at the pectoral fins. The side that goes down is the side the shark will turn to. And as I always say, fear comes from not understanding a situation you're in, not knowing what the animal's intention is, and not knowing what kind of factors influence the situation the most. So stay put and look for this initial approach angle. The second thing that gives us an idea what the shark is up to is its reference. Reference means on what level do I see the shark? Does the shark swim above me, same level, or below me? It's not always easy to say on what level a shark swims, mainly when you are in the water column. Of course, when you sit on the bottom, the shark can only be on the same level or above you. When you're right below the surface, it can only be same level or below you. Generally speaking, a shark that swims below you is a cautious animal. On one side, we don't see it that well with regards to the dark background. On the other hand, the shark sees us quite well against the bright background, and so it is a preferred approach direction, approach pattern for a cautious animal. And here I would like to emphasize the term cautious. It's not a sneaky animal who uses advantages to approach us. No, it's not. The shark is actually very, very cautious. Should I want to interact with this animal, I of course have to or should descend. But if I descend the regular way in a vertical manner, of course I would scare off the shark, since it's cautious. So what I have to do is actually descend away from the animal. What does it mean? I look at the swim direction of the shark and predict where the shark is going to be in 10-15 seconds. So I swim down to this very spot I determine the shark will be in due time. That way I give a shark ample time to check me out and eventually will then be close to me on the same level. The rule of thumb here is if you can wait for 10 seconds until the shark is at the very spot, you're actually fine. So it's the 10-second rule. Of course, you can increase that time to 15, 20 seconds should you be, for example, a free diver. Less than 10 seconds, I do not recommend. This is too short of a time period for the shark to relax. Of course, you can also use it as a scuba diver, but remember, the closer shark comes, the less you should breathe. So if you can hold your breath for 10, 15 seconds, that will be the same distance. Do so, and I guarantee the shark will come closer. The shark that swims above me is considered a relaxed shark, a shark that ignores me. So interaction could actually happen. So what would I have to do? I would have to ascend to go on the same level. If I remain below the shark, of course, the shark does not see me that well with regards to the darker background, and opposite, I see a shark much better. So there's a certain advantage for me looking at that shark. However, and that's very interesting, we found it out actually by accident working in the Red Sea with those Yannick Whitetips, and these animals quite often approached from the direction where there was the sun, so they had the sun in the backs, and we didn't really realize it until after a few attempts at why we can't hardly see this animal, and that is the reason. So if the seemingly disadvantage of an oceanic white tip that swims below the surface can turn into advantage if it uses the sun in its back. So if I then ascend, of course, I take away this advantage, but remember, the closer I get to the surface, and mainly with oceanic white tips, it is the case you are right below the surface most of the time, you reduce their escape routes, the inner circles are quite affected. Speaking of inner circle, whenever I try to understand a shark's intention, and again here the reference, make sure you understand if you are in a two-dimensional or three-dimensional space. Two-dimensional, we consider flat areas, three-dimensional, deeper water. But the difference between two and three is how a shark actually can swim within that water column. If the water column is less than four body lengths of the animal, that would be the entire inner circle. We talk about a two-dimensional area above or more than four body lengths, it's a three-dimensional area, meaning the shark can freely swim up and down and its escape routes are less limited than it would be if the inner circle would touch the top and the bottom. So, The shark who swims on the same level with us is then, of course, the shark we would like to interact with. This is the most curious animal. And if you don't move around, if you don't move away from the animal, not moving towards the animal, it's pretty much given that the shark will not swim off, but starts to circle, does a lateral approach and all these approach patterns. And you will see, you will have quite a nice time with this particular shark. Whenever sharks are close, try to get as much information from the shark as you can. So make sure you understand the use of the pectoral fins to turn left or right, how often the shark glides when in your closer surroundings, and other things. Again, here, of course, the more you know about a situation, the less fear will be an issue. The good thing about shark interaction is that most of the time you can figure out right away what the shark's intention is, and that signal is what actually the shark's intention is. And there are dishonest signals. For example, dogs. They're begging for a treat, although they're not hungry. That's not with sharks. If a shark is truly what you see is what you get. So yeah, the Visivig is what you see is what you get. I hope you have now a clearer understanding of the reference and direction of a shark, of the appearance of a shark. And next time you see a shark, you actually can be much more relaxed because now you know what to look for. You can interpret the direction and, of course, you can interpret the reference. Okay, that's it for today. Tune in again for another show of LTS. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be around sharks.